Joseph Sweeterman is a DePaul University professor. He wrote the book Terminal Town. It's basically a history of Chicago's transportation hub. And Joseph, because we are right here in the middle and we have so many flights coming not just in and out of O'Hare, but as a, you know, it's where people catch their next flight. Is that leading to this, or what do you think is making us the worst?
Yeah, you know, we dodged a few bullets before this, and O'Hare was relatively unscathed compared to other airports around the country, New York and so forth. But now we're seeing O'Hare really rise to the top in cancellations. These numbers really strike me as concerning, that we have 17% of arrivals that are departures canceled today, and another 27% of flights are late. So we're leading the country now in cancellations among major airports. And you're right, O'Hare's booming. O'Hare, United, American are adding flights, and things are really tight there capacity-wise. And you throw this in the mix, and it's not a pretty picture.
I was flying this weekend, and I chose not to because I could anticipate there was going to be some hassle, and I didn't even really know about the snow at that moment. I would think I'm not alone in that. A lot of people probably just thought, I don't want to deal with it if it's a non-essential flight. Apparently, that had no impact. It still was bad.
Yeah, you know, the FAA's mandates require 4% flights to be cut the first day on Friday, and then 5, and now 6, and so forth. So they're ratcheting up the required cutbacks for airlines. And when you start to do that at different airports around the country, it's like a jigsaw puzzle for airlines to figure what they need to cancel. Initially, they were canceling short regional flights like Chicago to Green Bay and so forth. Now they have to cut more into the bone a little bit. And I think you throw in the weather, and we were left with a really tough situation where it's not just flights running late, but looks like some people being stranded as well.
President Trump said in a social media post today, quote, all air traffic controllers must get back to work now, in capital letters. Anyone who doesn't will be substantially docked. He was also indicating that perhaps he would offer a $10,000 bonus to air traffic controllers who did not take any time off during the government shutdown, although I didn't explain any specifics. Is that the reason? Is it that air traffic controllers are calling in sick, or is it everybody else down the line who's also involved in transportation?
I guess a text like that is there's a lot to pull apart. But I think first thing is, you know, these towers have been understaffed for a long time. So even if everybody comes back to work, you know, we're going to have some hiccups getting things back to normal. But more significantly, I mean, it's documented that that's a very stressful job. And people are working, you know, without their colleagues next to them because people retired or they need time off for recovery after working 6 days a week, you know, for weeks on end. You just need that time to be a good air traffic controller, to have some rest. And so I think texts like that have kind of double message and so forth. Yes, we want you to come back to work and, you know, things are, you're going to get paid and so forth. But, you know, the cumulative stress that these controllers are facing now with these canceled flights and so forth, just, you know, it's pretty pretty tough there in the tower.
Is safety an issue at this point?
You know, we've managed to dodge that discussion. I think that's why the FAA made this move to cut flights, so we have a more orderly pattern on the runway. But I can tell you, I've heard lots of stories of, you know, pilots getting stuck out of town and sitting in that plane for hours waiting it to take off. And that doesn't necessarily count as flight hour time, so they're very tired in the cockpit. And I think that's why it's good news. It looks like this shutdown is going to end, that, you know, you can push the system so long, and soon enough those questions will start to arise. But thankfully, safety hasn't been the topic.
And if the government shutdown does come to an end, will there be residual delays? It's not going to clear up in one day, is it?
It won't. And airlines have done a lot better job the last few years having surplus equipment, surplus crews, and so forth on hand. So they know that when these problems occur, the weather in this case, policy, they have to get the system back to normal. And I think they're quite sophisticated in doing that. My sense is if the shutdown ends, let's say on Thursday or so, you know, by Saturday we could be pretty much back to normal. Just in time for this Thanksgiving boom, which we think is going to be a record setter.
Right. And if it doesn't come to an end, they're saying that Thanksgiving travel would slow to a trickle.
Yeah, I'm nervous for the airlines because we've already passed the key booking window for Thanksgiving, you know, three and a half weeks out. And so they're going to have probably more empty planes, and maybe not on the peak of Thanksgiving holiday, but on other days, because people have made other plans already. And I think people are going to be somewhat distrustful. I know you say things are normal at O'Hare, but I don't want to risk it. You know, that mindset is going to take a few weeks to work itself out. And Wall Street's looking on very nervously because, you know, when people cancel an outbound trip, that those seats come back empty as well, and airlines are going to take a hit.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Enjoy talking.